Second hour here on this Tuesday morning. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. We'll head east. We'll bring in Vince Ferrara coming up at high noon. That's coming up at 12 o'clock. And Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders will talk to us to begin the final hour, the significance of yesterday in this market in 2009. Hard to believe it's been that long ago. But we'll do that coming up at 1 o'clock. But right now, let's talk to Joseph Newgarden, our buddy. He was just at Mid-Ohio, a track that he's enjoyed over the years. And he now joins us. We are a month away. Yes, a month away from the big race. Downtown, the streets of Nashville. Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Hard to believe that we're just a month out. Joseph, how you doing?
I'm good, Darren. This is your friendly reminder. Like you said, the race is a month out. Go to MusicCityGP.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great show.
It was, and you heard the Motley Crue coming in. They just played at Nissan Stadium last week. Vince Neil is a big proponent of what you do, big proponent of this race. He's helped out a lot in helping the fine folks promote this and make this the event that it's been. Have you ever met Vince? Have you ever been around Vince? You like Motley Crue? I'm putting you on the spot.
I've never met Vince, but that's a huge endorsement right there. But I'm with him. I think it's a great event. Everyone has a great time at it. You know, second year I think will be better than the first, which is saying something because the first year was really good. And you know, I'm focused on how I can win the race. That's the big thing for me. When I show up, I have an opportunity to win it, and it would be very special to do that.
What is your music of choice? What do you like?
I like everything. You know, so Motley Crue's good, but I'm part of this newer generation. I guess I listen to everything. It can be, you know, it can be rock, it can be pop, it can be R&B, it can be, you know, hip hop, whatever it is. I mean, I don't really have a favorite genre.
Okay. All right. So I said you've had success. You've enjoyed Mid-Ohio. That was yesterday. I think you qualified 14th. You finished 7th. It's a race you've won in the past. What have you liked about that track there in Lexington, Ohio, in the past that you've had so much success there?
Well, it's definitely a classic IndyCar track for us. You know, Mid-Ohio is, I think, one of the oldest tracks that we go to outside the Indianapolis 500. We've been going there 40-plus years. So it's a, you know, really special track to the series, challenging. You know, it's short, and it's just a little over a minute to get around the place, but it's really high speed, high commitment, and it was fun on the 4th of July weekend. You know, everyone comes out to these events, and they camp all weekend long. So you go visit the campgrounds, which I made sure to do with a couple of my teammates, and, you know, just seeing everybody there all weekend, up early, up late. It's really what makes that type of event fun is the way people, you know, embrace the entire weekend, and they're there with their families the entire time.
You know, I just got back from St. Louis. I spent most of all last week in St. Louis. We were there for Suns baseball tournament, and, you know, you're there for business, kind of like you as a driver. You get to these places, and you're there for business, but there is some downtime, and sometimes you can be able to veer away, and you went to a Cardinals game and went to the Arch and stuff like that, but it's not a whole lot. How much time do you – I think we've talked about this in the past. Do you get much downtime where you can actually, if you're in a place where you can kind of wander off and check some things out, or is that just impossible for what you do?
It depends on the track that you're going to. You know, Mid-Ohio, you're pretty much locked down there.
Yeah.
You're an hour north of Columbus, so no one really wants to leave the track. That's why everyone camps there, because you're kind of just enjoying the weekend and the festivities at that location. But if you're going to a place like Toronto or Long Beach, you know, St. Petersburg in Florida, you know, those are tracks that are fun to, you know, maybe get out at night for an hour or two when you have time. You don't have a lot of time to do much. I mean, you're there working every day. So typically, you know, what people get up to is they're trying to find the best restaurants in town. Or, you know, if you're a foodie, you're trying to find those, you know, hole-in-the-wall places or those secret places that not everybody knows about. And you're just getting that, you know, culinary experience for each market that you're going to. That's kind of the big thing in the paddock.
You just said Toronto is up next, so tell us a little bit about that race. And, you know, where is it? Because I've been there. There's a lot to do. It's a massive city. If you're able to sneak away, do you have a favorite spot in Toronto? I know you've been going there for years, so tell us about it.
Well, Toronto is very good for Asian food. So if you like dumplings, there's amazing spots you can go to, and it's got great sushi as well. So those are the highlights for me. That's where I'm going in Toronto. I've got some go-to spots. The track's fun. It's similar to Nashville in some ways. I mean, Toronto's a bigger city than Nashville, so it's not quite in the heart. You know, I find the Music City GP is actually really cool because it's so close to the heart of downtown. You know, you're just a couple of minutes away from Broadway walking. Yeah. Whereas Toronto, you're a bit more of a stretch from like the city center. You've got to, you know, basically get a cab if you want to get down there to where we are. But it's in the city, and it's a fun place to go race. But I love those events. You know, the street course events like Nashville here. And in Toronto, you know, you're in the heart of the action, really. So it's at nighttime, you do get those opportunities to go explore a little bit.
What do some of the other drivers, obviously, you talk to them, you chat with them. Well, this is just going to be year two, but they know you're from here. They know what this means to you. So obviously, I'm sure that conversation has taken place. What do they think about this race, the other drivers?
Well, this is one of the highlights for sure. You know, I don't want to – I mean, every race, you know, as a driver, you like going to any event because you're there to drive. But most people bring kind of an entourage to Nashville because everyone else wants to come to Nashville. So I think they definitely have a strong affinity for this race, for this city. You know, the popularity of the city has only been growing over the years, and everybody in our part of the world knows that. And they love coming here. They love this town. You know, I know people that are down here, other drivers that are down here this week just for 4th of July because they wanted to be in Nashville. And so I think everyone does look forward to coming to it these days. And, you know, I never would have dreamed we would have been able to put an IndyCar race in the middle of downtown in the city. So it's a good combination. You know, this IndyCar racing in this city, everyone's a fan of it. I don't really know anyone that dislikes this event.
We're talking to Joseph Newgarden. Right now, he is in third place in the IndyCar Series standings right now. 8 races to go on the circuit, and one of them, of course, is in Nashville in about a month, and that's the word we're going to keep getting at on our station as we count down to the second race that we've had downtown, all kinds of stuff. But, Joseph, I do want to ask you, Max Herz and I, who is in the studio with us today, we were subbing and doing the sounds game the night that you threw out the first pitch for the Sounds. So this is always fascinating. Darren and I have both done it at a Sounds game before. So we had to know your strategy. Did you warm up ahead of time? What was the mindset?
I showed up way too early. And, you know, I think the crowd was down a bit just because it looked like it was going to be bad weather. I thought it was going to get canceled. So I showed up a little bit too early, probably an hour before I was even supposed to be there. And, I threw a couple practice pitches with some of the staff there at the event. They were really nice to hang out with us. But then, you know, I got a double pitch. I think I threw it too early. You know, they called me up, and I just went very quickly. I got up to the mound and on top of it, and I threw it right away. And then they told me to throw another pitch. I was like, did I throw this too quickly? And my first pitch was good. My second pitch was a little high. But it's fun. You know, I grew up playing baseball in this part of the country. And so, I know a little bit about the sport, and, you know, getting those opportunities was fun. I had my dad with me. So we hung out for a little bit and watched the game.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Of course, from where you're from, there's some pretty good baseball that's played.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, growing up, baseball was the sport that I was kind of, entrenched in, you know, from 4 years old to 15, and then, you know, then after 15, racing really took a hold, and then I just wanted to focus on that. But, you know, baseball was a big part of my upbringing and my background, and so I got to get some more Sounds games. You know, I didn't realize how great that stadium was. It's been a while since I've been out there.
So we're gonna call it a 1-1 count. We're gonna call it a 1-1 count for the next time you throw the first pitch. So then you'll be up one ball, two strikes, and you'll be ready to throw the slider to put them away.
Yeah, I need two more pitches then, you know? Give me two more shots. I'll give you two heaters.
Well, you took two on the last one, so just throw two strikes the next time. We'll call it a strikeout. That's good stuff.
Exactly.
You're starting a trend.
I love it. Love it.
Did you ever go to Greer growing up here?
I don't believe so, no.
Wow. Well, First Horizon's a big upgrade.
Yes, no doubt.
A huge upgrade. Hey, always good to chat with you. Hard to believe we're a month away. Can't wait till it gets here. Look forward to seeing you then. Best of luck in Toronto, and the rest of the way, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for doing this.
All right, boys. Take care.
All right, Joseph Newgarden, always good to catch up with him. Hard to believe we are exactly a month away from that race weekend. Yes, August 5th through the 7th. And if you experienced it last year, I know you're going back because I've talked to tons of people who said, oh, yeah, I bought my tickets the minute I could after last year. And if you've been hearing us talk about it, especially the day after the race, all the feedback that we got, I went to it, took my family. Wow, we had an unbelievable time. You've probably heard a lot of people praising it endlessly. Hopefully you're going to give it a shot. It'll be bigger and better than last year. And last year, the crowd was massive, and it was great racing. So keep that in mind. Just a month away from that race, downtown streets of Nashville by Nissan Stadium. It is so cool, that track layout. So always good to catch up with Joseph Newgarden. We'll continue to have drivers on every Tuesday on the program leading up to that race downtown. We'll come back. More DDC, some news happening. We'll get to that on the other side here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. Appreciate Joseph Newgarden for joining us. Tickets to see Kevin Hart at Bridgestone Arena August 3rd. That's coming up in 30 minutes. Tell us what you know. You're going to have to get involved. 615-737-1025. That's in 30 minutes, though. Don't call Max Herz right now at the Hillside Medical Game Studios and say, I want to win the Kevin Hart tickets. You got to wait till 11:45. You got to do that because I know people want these tickets. But you're going to have to tell us what you know. It's that simple. Willie, I feel like I understand the grind that it takes when you get to the end of the Stanley Cup playoffs, right? We talk about the grind and how long it is and the players dropping and all the maneuvering. You figure out who was playing through what. I just got word during the break. Now a fifth. As I told Max on our team. And Max goes, thank God your season's over. I was like, yeah, thank goodness. It's like every time a message comes up, I'm like, oh, boy, another one. Another one bites the dust. By the way, we took 12, and we needed every bit of that to finish. 12 kids. And I've never carried 12, but we took 12, and it took every bit of it to get to the finish line. Thank goodness we did. Because, man, they were dropping like flies. This is a long tournament. It was fun, though. But, the aftermath has been, as Max said, well said. Thank goodness it is over. So the NHL, by the way, is set to unveil their new sports drink sponsor. They are replacing Gatorade. I wonder what it's going to be. May I suggest Milo Sweet Tea? Would that be a good
new sports drink sponsor? I don't think that's going to be it.
Do you have inside information?
No. This is actually the first I've heard of it. I had no idea you were going to bring this out. I did not know.
Yes.
So when we say the Gatorade bath, it will not be.
No.
If you were wanting to do a Gatorade bath,
it
would
not
be a Gatorade bath.
There will not be odds on the color
of
the Gatorade, right? Nope. I know Robbie Stanley is a big proponent of chocolate milk, and so he probably would.
Yoo-hoo chocolate milk, specifically.
Yeah, Yoo-hoo chocolate milk. I'm sure he would be a proponent of that. I would be in favor of Milo's sweet tea or just sweet tea as a whole. But I don't think either one of those are going to win.
Well, there's more of them than there used to be. So I guess there's more guesses you could make than, 15 years ago when it was basically Gatorade and maybe Powerade. Right?
Powerade, yeah.
And, Powerade's okay. It's just, to me, Gatorade is still a better product. But
really?
In my opinion, yes.
Why do you say that? Because to me, it kind of, we've had this conversation with Pepsi.
It's exactly what it is. It's Coke and Pepsi.
Is there really
a
difference?
It's your personal preference. Yeah, I do think there's a difference. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Gatorade is still the best by far. But I have grown to like some of the other sports drinks. I mean, there's, I guess it's hard to screw it up. It's like pizza. You know, it's like, but I, you know, I think it's probably more for the players. Like, what do you want in your sports drink? You got to have like electrolytes and the best thing for recovery, the right amount of sugar, you know, not too much. It's not just like, hey, what tastes the best? Like for some people, that's all they care about is a good tasting drink that quenches your thirst. You know, for athletes, you know, for hockey players on the bench, you want something that's going to serve you the best it possibly can.
Yeah,
I don't know if they care about that. It might just be who's giving you the most money.
It really wasn't until Coke Zero that I pulled away from the pack. Like, you know, before all the years of just drinking Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, it's like, whatever. You know, I'll take whatever. It's just not that big of a deal. It's a diet drink, so it's not that. But then Coke Zero came along, and I know Pepsi's got their version, too. What is it, Pepsi One, whatever it is, the zero sugar. It separates. Now, because when you say, like, Gatorade, I hear you say, oh, Gatorade by far, it's like, wow. We drink both. We did all this weekend. We drink both, Gatorade, Powerade, and it's a drink with electrolytes. I mean, so I don't really have that strong feeling. And when you said Gatorade by a mile, I'm like, oh, okay. Is it just because that's what you know, it's what you grew up on, or you really feel that strongly, like, man, when I drink Gatorade, man, I just go, that's so much better than Powerade.
I feel like, I think most people would have an opinion on cola, for example, right, what they prefer. I just prefer Gatorade. I think it tastes better.
Okay.
I don't know what. It's something about Powerade. I feel like I'm drinking bug juice. You know, something a little closer to bug juice.
Okay.
It just doesn't taste as full. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Sometimes I have no opinion on some of these things, like French fries at X restaurant versus Y restaurant, but I'm weighing in on this one. I prefer the Gatorade, but so I'll be sad to see it go, but, you know, we'll move on. Whatever they got, we'll see what they got.
A lot of people are weighing
in
on
it's
the text line.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what people are?
What do they hope it is?
No one has said Powerade on the text line. We're getting a lot of responses, and you know what? They're all – it's either – what is it? Body Armor?
Body Armor is a relatively new one.
Body Armor. I don't know anything about that.
I'm okay with Body Armor.
There's a bunch of votes for that, and then the other vote – a lot of votes for BioSteel? I don't know those two.
I haven't had as much of that. I've tried that. It's not bad.
I only know these last two because I guess they sponsor other leagues, and I've seen them during games places. I've never had
so it very well could be one of those trying to jump in, and you know that's how you market yourself, right? You latch on to a league, and that hopefully gets people to grab your stuff at the grocery store.
Well, it is a runaway of either Body Armor or BioSteel on our text line. I mean, a runaway. In fact, there's not even a vote for Powerade, unless I've missed on it, because there's a bunch coming in. Ray in Hendersonville on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, my son played travel hockey, is now playing in high school, and BioSteel is big in that world.
Ooh, so maybe that's the prediction, is this BioSteel.
That's a little inside right there, Ray, so thank you. Raymond and Franklin, BioSteel for the win.
I feel like I've had some BioSteel, but it's been a while. It's been a year or so. It didn't stick with me. Of course, it's got to be readily available where you go. And it's, you know, it's not like at the concession stand when it's 90 degrees, you're taking whatever they got, right? In Birmingham, they had Powerade. It's like but it's not like I'm going to say no Powerade because I prefer BioSteel or Gatorade. You know, you got to have something to drink, so you just take what they got, you know?
Help me with this one. So John the Mailman on our text line, like I said, we're getting flooded with a lot of responses here. John the Mailman on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com, says Yoo-Hoo is a chocolate drink, not milk.
It's definitely not milk.
Okay.
I grew up in New York.
I don't buy that stuff, so I don't know anything about it.
You walk the streets of New York, you get the Yoo-Hoo and the dog, but Yoo-Hoo is a chocolate filler. It's more like chocolate water almost.
Ooh,
it's not milk.
That doesn't sound
appealing
at all.
It's a New York thing. I always felt you get outside of New York very far, you're the chances of you finding Yoo-Hoo is pretty low.
I think John is from New York, so that's probably or New
yeah,
Jersey.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why.
If you're from up there, you go with it. It's totally fine.
So it's a chocolate water. What? I don't buy it. So
would you
I don't
describe
know
Max? Would
it.
You say it's more of a water, a Yoo-Hoo, a chocolate?
Maybe
kind of water?
I'm thinking of something else, but I thought it was somewhere between chocolate milk and a chocolate milkshake.
No. It's nothing close to a milkshake.
It's not a milkshake. Look, you be talking about milkshakes, okay?
That I was surprised you didn't lead with that, D.
Yeah, no, that's not a milkshake.
Yeah, Max was wondering if you were going to go for cherry cricket shakes as the new official drink of the NHL.
Hey, the cup's in Denver. It might be time for them to go national.
Hey, I would be all for them stepping out of Denver and opening one in Nashville. I would be all for that. They want to do that? I'm cool with that. Apparently, Dr. Detroit on our phone line wants to weigh in on BioSteel. DD, what's up?
My favorite NASCAR driver, Ryan Blaney for Team Penske, is Body Armor. Body Armor is a delicious, refreshing drink. And Yoo-Hoos, I think, are made by Mr. Hankey's family from South Park.
Okay, so not a fan. You're not a fan.
Hey, y'all probably think Silk Sonic is a milkshake from Sonic when it's a band with Bruno Mars.
Well, you definitely gave honestly, that was a quick little commercial for Body Armor. You sold it pretty well. I'm not familiar with that. I'm not familiar with that drink.
I want to say Mookie Betts promoted Body Armor at one time. I find it kind of like it's got a little stronger flavor to it. Than some of the other drinks. We're really getting down into the weeds on this thing. But it's definitely different. If you like strong flavor, then Body Armor is pretty good. But I think it's pretty high tech.
Keith on our text line says, what about Natty Light as the
Natty Light, yeah.
Of the NHL.
Not bad on the budget.
Probably head coaches will not be endorsing that product as the official drink of
the NHL. I should ask my daughter this question, or maybe I'd be scared to get the answer. But back in the college days, that was usually the beer of choice, something like that, because it was kind of light on the wallet. You know?
Yeah, we did the Keystone. Keystone.
The Keystone. Milwaukee's Best Light. That was
Milwaukee's
another,
Best. Bush? The Beast. We called it the Beast.
Bush Light, yes. Also very economical.
I still drink Bush Light, and I'm 27.
Also, Keith thinks, Billy, you are crazy. He says, Yoo-Hoo is as southern as turnip greens.
Really? When's the last time you saw somebody drinking a Yoo-Hoo?
I'm just telling
you
what Keith said. I don't buy the stuff, so I don't know what
Keith. Okay, I need to hear more
from
Keith.
He's challenging you.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with him, but I want to know where he's hanging out because I have nothing against Yoo-Hoo. I like it. But where has he seen it? I haven't seen Yoo-Hoo very often since I've been here.
Logan on her text line says, what about Celsius?
Celsius. Now you want to get the old heart rate going. There you go.
That was what Tannehill was endorsing, right? Wasn't that Celsius that was on the boat, right?
I do know people that like the Celsius as energy drink.
Okay.
But I don't think that's like the thirst quenching, like replace the fluids kind of drink. It's more of like a jack yourself up kind of a little bit. Get the juices flowing a little bit.
JD says that I need to try Buzzed Bill milkshakes the next time I'm in Pigeon Forge. Okay. Buzzed Bill milkshakes. It sounds like a joke, but I don't think he's kidding. I just don't know. Buzzed Bill milkshakes. I don't know where that is in Pigeon Forge, but I'll look it up. Okay, I'll try it. I ain't scared. Thanks for the suggestion, JD. I'm there a lot. In fact, we may go there playing a tournament at Cal Ripken and maybe in the fall. You did Cal Ripken's in Pigeon Forge, didn't you?
Yeah. I think we did one back in the day.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to check out the milkshakes. I'm going to do that. All right. Got a lot of responses. Good stuff. By the way, the preseason schedule is out for the Predators as well. Don't forget, This Is What I Know coming up in about 15 minutes. More DDC next. We'll head east at high noon. We'll check in with our buddy Vince Ferrara, the sports animal in Knoxville. It's pretty close to Crossville, where the new Buc-ee's is up and running a week in. I heard Big Joe with Robbie Stanley this morning, and I saw him do a big piece on Buc-ee's, actually at the Buc-ee's in Crossville, where they kind of let him be an employee for the day. He went around interviewing people. Buc-ee's a big hit. You can find all kinds of sports drinks there. You can find everything.
I'm sure they have a great variety.
At Buc-ee's. They have everything at Buc-ee's. Everything. So
I just I had a former teammate at Vanderbilt, baseball player, reach out to me and say a Southern teammate of ours, a mutual teammate, who incidentally I just watched my son pitch at his old hometown, Alabaster, Alabama. Scott Newell, he enjoyed the Yahoo. So maybe I'm just not looking in the right places down here for the Yahoo. Maybe it's more Southern than I'm giving it credit for. I mean, not Yahoo, but Yoo-hoo.
Or you know, you can be a
or Yahoo.
Yahoo.
You can drink a Yoo-hoo while looking at Yahoo.
I didn't know if you were calling me a Yahoo while you were talking about Yoo-hoo. Yeah. I didn't know what you were doing.
Yoo-hoo,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
so you didn't even know anything about Yoo-hoo. Is that,
I do not
right?
buy. I don't buy this. No.
Okay.
I'm a milk. I drink milk, a ton of milk. I don't do really chocolate milk. So, but you're saying Yoo-hoo is not even chocolate milk. So I would never.
No, there's
go into a store.
I don't think there's any milk involved.
I wouldn't go into Buc-ee's Yoo-hoo. And buy Yoo-hoo. By the way, okay. JD says it's Buzzed Bull. He meant to say Buzzed Bull. He says best milkshake he's ever had. Okay. I'll check it out next time I'm in Pigeon Forge. Glenn and Mount Juliet. Glenn says, I have two cans of Yoo-hoo, not Yahoo, that he picked up on Sunday from his local donut shop at the donut shop in Mount Juliet. There you go.
So it's out there. It's out there. It's available for you.
Glenn's just picking up Yoo-hoo at donut shops in Mount Juliet.
It goes well with donuts. It goes well with hot dogs. In my experience, the Yoo-hoo.
That's a lot of chocolate, especially if he was buying chocolate glazed donuts.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go. That's a lot of chocolate to go chocolate donut and the Yoo-hoo. Glazed donut and the Yoo-hoo, I think it's a good match.
Barrett in the Burrows says he buys 7 Yoo-hoos every Sunday at the local Walmart, drinks one every morning driving to work. Has been having Yoo-hoo, not Yahoo, here in Tennessee for over 50 years.
Okay.
So I think you're being challenged.
I think
you're
being seriously challenged from all angles.
Brady on our text line. Billy, every convenience store has Yoo-hoo. There you go. Yeah,
man.
I've turned a blind eye to the Yoo-hoo. You're off on your location of Yoo-hoo.
Back when I was growing up in New York, The community house down the street, the Purchase community house, the PCH, as we called it, routine. You go down, you get the Yoo-hoo, you buy your packs of baseball cards, and throughout the day, in between your rec games in floor hockey or basketball or flag football, you're wheeling and dealing with your Yoo-hoo and your baseball cards. That was the day. So since then, I guess it just hasn't. When I moved to Florida, I kind of lost touch with the Yoo-hoo. Apparently, I don't know what happened.
Well, apparently, Barrett was onto something with Yoo-hoo and Walmart. Jonathan weighs in and says, you can buy Yoo-hoo at any store and at any Walmart. My daughter loves it. That's from Jonathan. There you go.
Excellent to know. Maybe you should try one, Darren.
Well, you didn't sell it very well. You're like, isn't it like chocolate water?
I thought it was kind of a thing of the past. I didn't know. This is good. This is good to know that some things have marched on.
Jonathan, another Jonathan in Kingston Springs, says, Willie, what are you talking about? It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yoo-hoo is everywhere.
Okay.
The people all right. have weighed in. Where's the
I'm
gavel?
I'm throwing my hands up. I'm waving the white flag.
Where's the gavel? Strike it, okay?
Yep.
Yoo-hoo is everywhere.
I've been shot down. Perfect. Okay. I've learned something today.
This is not a New York thing. Just because you lived in New York, it's not a New York
thing. It's not about me. It's just not about me.
By the way, people are just like adamant. Like, it is here. What are you talking about?
Okay.
We got it. Okay. We have ruled. We know that it is everywhere in this area. Looks like the Predators have released their preseason schedule. 5 games on the preseason schedule, starting with a little double dip with the Panthers that they do every year. And that will be on Monday, September 26th. So that'll be here, kind of the day-night doubleheader. Split squads.
Right.
And then they will take on Tampa on Thursday, September 29th. That'll be down in Tampa at Amalie Arena. And then the very next night, Tampa will be here. And then the team heads to Bern, which is going to be really cool.
Yep. Roman Josi, the hometown tour.
And you get to go? Do you get to go? Do you
know? I believe so. I believe we are going.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know the radio guys for sure, but I think the TV guys, I don't know if it's been finalized, but I think there's a good chance.
Wow.
I don't want to be speaking ahead of out of school here, but I think it's looking that way.
Okay. Well, that'll be a really cool trip.
Because remember, they go from Bern to opening the season in Prague.
That's correct. Yeah, that'll be quite the trip. Quite the trip for sure. All right, come back and tell us what you know. It's that simple. We've got Kevin Hart tickets to give away, and all you have to do is tell us what you know. There's been a lot going on, and it's open-ended. Just take it wherever you want. Just keep it clean. If you want to tell us about Yoohoo or Yahoos, you can do that as well. Take it wherever you like. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by Wilson County. Hyundai.com. Max said people have been chomping at the bit trying to win these Kevin Hart tickets, so you'll have that chance on the other side, and that'll be, of course, to also close out the second hour of the DDC. That's next.
Some things you just know.
I have to know. Do you think everybody knows?
When you know, you just know. It's time to set the record straight. Join the fun on This Is What I Know with Darren, Donick, and Chase.
We do want to know what you know. Tell us what you know. 615-737-1025. Tell us what you know. It's open-ended. Easy. Take it wherever you want. A pair of tickets to see Kevin Hart, Bridgestone Arena, August 3rd. That'll be a fantastic show. But you have to tell us what you know. William, what do you know?
All right, Darren. This is what I know. I love baseball. I love 4th of July baseball. I watched a ton yesterday. The 4th of July hats, we got to talk about it. The hats with the socks. I love the patriotism idea. I'm not against doing something different on the 4th of July, although Major League Baseball has gotten, they've got too far with, you know, Father's Day and Mother's Day, we wear different hats, and there's a military day where everybody's going to wear a green uniform, and then, I mean, there's just too much. And we're trying too hard here. The 4th of July, when your colors, let me take my team, the Mets, their colors are blue and orange. A red, white, and blue hat with an orange and blue uniform doesn't look good. In fact, it looks like a total mess. Not only are they wearing the hats, but they're wearing the stockings that are not just red, white, and blue. There's like a firecracker on there. There's like a flame. It's like yellow. And so you make fun of me, Darren, all the time about sometimes I mix in too many colors at once, which I have, guilty as charged.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. Like a baseball uniform shouldn't have that. What's wrong with just a simple flag on the side of the hat, which would look really sharp, and then put a patch on a sleeve? And, you know, you're paying tribute. These hats, did you see what they were wearing yesterday?
Yes.
It looked like somebody took a bunch of red, white, and blue paint and just splashed it on the front of a hat.
Mm-hmm. I did.
It looked awful. Or it looked like a predator had clawed the hat with paint on his fingers or on his claws. So I'm just like, this does not look good. It's just too busy. There's too much going on. I can't tell who looked at that and said, yeah, that uniform looks really sharp. Twitter had a field day with it yesterday. So this is what I know. We got to reel it back in. I mean, let's have some sharp looking uniforms here. Okay.
Oh, you're gonna get it. Who's on gonna, the text line?
Who's gonna really? Buy? Who's gonna be, buy the hat? You mentioned Bucky's. Spot. I'll guarantee you those hats are gonna be at Bucky's.
Everything's a Bucky's.
But those are the kind of hats you see at the gas station, the trucks. It's not a Major League Baseball hat. Come on.
Billy's uniform police. He's out. He's arresting
very
people.
Very particular about the uniforms.
Oh boy, he's out.
You can't.
I had a
if
feeling.
Your colors aren't red, white, and blue, you can't do too much. You can't wear a patriotic uniform unless you have everybody wearing a full red, white, and blue uniform. And that doesn't make sense either. They've tried that too.
Yeah.
At times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bound to happen. I thought of you. I was wondering if you were going to go there. I was like, I even said something because we had to, unfortunately, stay in last night. Just had to watch from the windows. The neighborhood did a great job, but we couldn't really get out and mix and mingle with everybody. So we had baseball on. We watched the Braves game until it got – did it get officially rained out? It was in a huge, long
no,
rain delay.
No, they came back late. They finished it. The Braves won.
We gave up. So it was a long rain delay.
It was a long delay.
It was Reds and who are the Reds playing? The Reds a lot. Oh, your Mets. Yeah. I was like, oh, Willie's going to have a fit with these hats. Oh, boy.
Whew, it was
He's
bad.
He's going to have a fit.
It was bad.
It does not up to his standards. So, no. He's not going to like this. I thought about it last night. I even said that. So along those lines, this is not anything earth-shattering, not breaking news, but Wednesday night we did get a chance to take in the Cardinals-Marlins game at Busch Stadium. We got a chance to go down on the field before the game, which was fantastic. But this is what I know. And again, this is if you've been there, I don't think this is anything earth-shattering, but I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, it hit me a little bit more. Maybe it was because we had the kids with us and they were a little bit more approachable and just wanted to really talk. But the folks in St. Louis, one, they're great baseball fans, but two, they're like very nice. They just were very friendly. Our experience, everybody was really, really friendly, especially when they knew we were from out of town and where we were from. Just very, very friendly folks. Like I said, I think most people kind of know that. It's the Midwest, right? You expect that. But I was just blown away at how nice everybody was, how many people came up to us at the game. And, you know, where are you guys from? And, you know, because we're all in our – everybody's in uniform, and they saw us down on the field, and they introduced, you know, the teams in the World Series. But just how, like, talkative everybody was. So it was that's what I know, man. One, they love their baseball in St. Louis. Again, not earth-shattering, not breaking news. But two, really nice people. Really nice people.
Very nice.
Has that been your experiences?
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been there many, many times.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know.
It's a great baseball town.
They're not standoffish in St. Louis. They would love to talk and love to know more about you and, oh, from out of town
now,
and just want to talk.
As a Met fan, though, they do kind of say, ooh, yeah. Met fan. Ugh.
Well, there is that.
Pond scum. I've been called pond scum by many a Cardinal fan.
I can see that. But honestly, I think there would be worse hats you could wear to Busch Stadium than a Mets hat.
Yeah, the 4th of July Mets hat. That's the worst hat.
All right, 615-737-1025. By the way, the Marlins hit a two-run homer with two outs in the top of the ninth to win it.
So people did not go home happy.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean, it was standing ovation. Guy struck out the first two batters, too. I forgot who the reliever.
Ryan Helsley, who is my fantasy guy. He's given up like two runs the whole year. I mean, he's been lights out, and they got him on that one. But he's done the job.
Dead center, too, by the way. Dead center. And then it got quiet, very quiet there. We stayed. Just so you know, we stayed till the end.
Nice.
Just stayed till the end.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
There's there's people we've worked with in the past or a person that we've worked in the past that would not have been there to see that. They probably would have gone home early.
Would have missed the action.
Probably would have left early. Just saying. Hold on a second. Let's go to our phone lines. Let's find out what you know. We've got a great prize attached to it. Kevin Hart at Bridgestone Arena, August the 3rd. But you need to call in and tell us what you know. Eric, get us started. What do you know?
This is what I know, guys. I'll tell you what. Anybody that thinks that competitive eating is an athletic competition is delusional. It is just pure gluttony. That is what I know. Guys, y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Eric. I'm going to say this right now, and I'm glad he went there because I could have gone there with this as well. The programming on ESPN yesterday was brutal. I mean, brutal. I felt like we were back in the 80s. Every time I turned on one of the ESPN channels.
Did you see Australian rules football at any time?
Cornhole tournament.
Cornhole tournament.
Hot dog eating contest. And quite honestly, I don't even know tech ball. It was a game I'd never even seen before.
I had a friend of mine. In fact, it was Mitch Light. Reached out and said, do you know anything about tech ball? And I said, no.
This, I'd never heard of it. And it's soccer on a ping pong table. I mean, I don't even know what to say. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. But ESPN or one, I don't know, ESPN2, the dude, I don't know which one it was. News, I don't know, one of them was airing tech ball games.
Maybe they're trying to compete with Stranger Things. You said Strange Things.
Oh my!
Stranger Things went out over the weekend. It was huge, huge.
Programming
was awesome.
Was brutal. Yesterday.
The Joey Chestnut, I feel like, has gotten to UConn women's basketball. He dominates too much, and there's no drama. Like, why watch? You know he's going to win. He's mastered the game. He's a Jedi master. He's got no peer.
Jason Fitz, I know, was in the – at least we knew someone was a part of the broadcast, but golly, yeah, their programming yesterday was yikes. All right, let's go to Doug. He's always got a story. What do you know, Doug?
I have to rubber stamp that ESPN programming. I saw the beach ball on a tennis table for about a brief 15 seconds, and I bowed out.
Did you watch and see what they're doing? Like, they're heading it. It's like soccer on a ping pong table. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I never even knew that existed, and it's enough to air it on ESPN? Anyway.
Kudos to you for spending 15 more seconds than I did because I didn't watch that long.
Well, I did want to know what the heck it was. I was trying to figure out what this was.
You know what? If it's a ball and I can't figure the rules out, I bow out quickly. I couldn't figure it out, and he had an accent, so I was out. The announcer, the commentator, if you call that, I bowed out gracefully, quickly.
Okay.
But this is what I know. You guys may not know it, but Doug is an employee of the Nashville Super Speedway. A little secret I've kept from you. Please forgive me. For all the people that said that the race was not good, the atmosphere was not good, this is what I know. I'm not a race fan. Minus the rain delay, which is not the fault of the Speedway. That's Mother Nature. That was a heck of a race. That's what I know. So for all you naysayers, get somewhere and sit down. Heck of a race. And get ready for the Grand Prix that's coming to Nashville. It's going to be an awesome event as well.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And this is what I know. We just learned something about Doug. I didn't know he worked at the Nashville Super Speedway.
Very nice.
Little tidbit there. Let's go down to the borough. Barrett, what do you know?
I took my boy out to dinner this weekend at a sports bar, and one of the channels was like a parkour tag. Indoors, like some gymnastics arena set up with scaffolding and pads everywhere, and they're diving through these obstacles and trying to tag one another. It was ridiculous. But this is what I know. Mr. Donick, I'm literally holding it in my hand, a Yoo-Hoo chocolate drink. It is the staple of life's existence. I can't remember a day when I didn't have one for like 40 years.
Okay, but you have ties to the North, right? It was invented in the North.
I was born and raised here. I was born at Baptist Hospital, baby, right down at St. Thomas Midtown now.
Okay, so the ties to the Steelers are generational, then, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But it was invented in the New Jersey, I think, somewhere I don't know what part
it was a grocer up there. They wanted to be able to keep it for long periods of time, not refrigerated. So its ingredients are water, high fructose corn syrup, cocoa, and whey.
And
like
what?
Eating her curds and whey.
Curds and whey.
Curds and whey. W-H-E-Y. It's a byproduct of grain. And you know you're shopping, and you've got the dairy section on the walls that are like open, refrigerated. And then there's those big chest-type coolers. Well, my Walmart has a section about 4 feet long, 2.5 feet tall, and 4 foot deep. And it is filled with Yoo-hoos, and it never runs out. They fill it up every hour. $1.07 a piece. But here's the thing. You've got to get the glass bottle. It has to be glass with a yellow top. It pops. And I can't remember ever having one where I've picked the bottle up more than twice. It's usually just a chug-a-lug, just like a shoe.
Yeah, it goes fast.
It's so delicious, you can't put it down. They're yummy. Send your butler over to Walmart in East Nashville and grab you a couple of dozen and have Darren try one. I highly recommend it, Mr. McFarland.
All right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Darren try a Yoo-hoo.
Have your butler. Thank you, Barrett, as always. Jeff in Kingston Springs on our text line wants to know, Willie, why do you hate America? He said, dial it back a little. I knew when you went there, man, you're going to get crushed. Oh, well, if anything, Willie, no one can accuse you of not being consistent.
We give opinions on this show.
We do. We do. And I'm not going to fault you for that. But why do you hate America? Hey, what's the Predators' new plan? We'll save that for later. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, what do you know?
This is what I know. I'm an assistant golf course superintendent here in Nashville and pretty busy yesterday on our course with the fourth. If you're the guy that takes a massive divot out of a putting green, I know two things. One, it's not the green's fault that you can't putt. And number two, every bad shot you have from now on, it's you deserve every one of them. I've got to work this morning, and there's a massive divot taken out of the green right beside a cup.
How do
Come
you
on,
do
man.
That on a practice green? How do you do
no,
that?
No, it was on the golf course.
It was actually, it was on the course. Okay.
Yeah, it was on the course. I'm the assistant at a course y'all were actually at for the NFL alumni tournament
okay.
A couple weeks ago. That's where I'm at. And come on, man. Like, why? So this is what I know. You deserve every bad shot you ever hit from now on.
Thank you, Chris. I hope you feel better. That probably could have qualified for Friday at noon as well, right?
Nothing wrong with that.
No. James in Ashland City, what do you know?
Yeah, I know tennis doesn't get discussed a lot, and rightly so, because it's just not as popular as other sports. But you know, this is what I know. I shame on the Wimbledon and whoever is responsible for making that call to ban Belarusian and Russian tennis players who have absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in Ukraine. They don't make policy decisions and foreign policy decisions to invade a country. And for them to do that would be like for the NHL. Can you imagine the NHL banning Alex Ovechkin and all these other Russian and Belarusian tennis players? I mean, both hockey players? It's absurd and ridiculous. That's what I know, folks.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Very interesting that they did do that. By the way, Novak Djokovic lost the first two sets today, came roaring back and won. So a pretty exciting match over there. But there was an article that was written last week, too, about Russian players who, just like anybody else, want to go home for the offseason. But could be complicated getting back over. Mike Russo wrote an interesting piece about that. So that's something that there's a lot of a little bit of apprehension, you know, a little worry about for some of the guys. Can they all get back over safely to see their family and then get back over to play for their teams in the fall?
All right. Real quick, Gene in Spring Hill, what do you know?
Well, that new guys, hey, this is what I know. Growing up in Utica, New York, I've always been a Ranger fan. Of course, moving down here now, I'm just as much a Preds fan here. But because of a Ranger fan, I've been able to watch Ryan McDonagh since he was a rookie. And when I heard he got acquired yesterday, I jumped right off the couch. My wife's like, what's the matter?
And she even knows who McDonough is. And I'll tell you what, he used to be able to score a little bit more. He's not as much of a scorer. I saw him score on a snapshot. I think it was the last year he was with the Rangers down here at Bridgestone. The Preds beat him 2-1. But he's as steady as you can get. And if they pair Ekholm, I don't know if they're going to pair him with Josi, but if they put Ekholm and McDonough together, that's a shutdown pair.
All right, Gene, thank you very much.
That would be my guess. If I had to guess how they're going to try it, that would be the guess.
We'll come back third hour. We'll start by heading east. Vince Ferrara next.